refresh our memories, we heard before at Ashtuki and the Nasusi, Mi'ika Adin, Amuta. Ashtuki, we know who the mother is, we don't know who the father is. Nasusi, we don't know who both of them are. Mi'ika Adin, the Koshimina Taira, of Sophic Manza, Smuta. Well, the Rabbanan Asa, both of them, Altsmaila also be Yuchsa. That they didn't want a Yuchsa, that a person should marry one of these two children, a Shtuki or a Sufi. Hashul Mikadin, the Mutta for Israel. Oma Rove Bar Afune, Matsoimo. What if a person found a child, and a Sufi, that's Gemalit. Ein boy mishum asufi, so there's no isar asufi. But Rashi, he loved the kosheru, they have it tolcha by the mimole. She would have not been matriach to remal the child. That means like this bemison, there's a reyes of an asufi. Why was the child thrown away? That is a reyes. But if we have a raya lehetach, a character, there was an ava to the child. I mean, a possible child could be, was thrown away. There's an infant by the thigh. But if there were a malda child, the lava the koshul, or lava tolche bay lamimole. So the mother, there wouldn't be the matriach to be malda child. So therefore, the psula sufi falls off. Case number two, mishalti hadme. Rashi says mishalti hadme. Hadme is a loshna beivorim. Eivorov misukonim umiyushorim. Was also ein boy mishum asufi. The posulu, if this child would have been a posulu child, I have a misaknalei. Now the first pshat of Mishal Tahadme, Evol Mesukonim and Yeshorim means as follows. Zman Chazal, normally when a child was born, there were some disformities in the Evorim, and there was a Asik to be misaken these disformities, Mishas later. Now that is Dafke if a person wants this child to live and to exist, so they're misaken these disformities. The whole intent is to get rid of the child, so this tiche is not taken to make the evorim miyushorim and misukonim. So if one observes this child that was picked up from the street, it's mishalti hadme, ein by mishamasuchi, the apostle who, they have a misaknalei, they wouldn't have been misakin it, hoil vedata lashlichoi. My apostle, and that is the Reyes of Asufi, I assume the child was thrown away. They want to get rid of the child. So they wouldn't bother to be misaken the Eivorim. Elamach mescha ovein hushlach. No, I say, so what's takibshat? So it's a kosher child. So why was it thrown away? It wasn't thrown away. The parents cannot afford to support the child and to give it food. So they put the child out, so someone with achmona should pick it up and be metapa with it. Lishna achine, mishalti hadme eivorov gedoila. Not they were misaken the eivorim, but the eivorim of this child are large, umbelubin and mezugin. So, einze mezane, if a child comes out with a born gedolim, so we see that this child was not born from znus. Elo mi baila, shemitrich tashmish toder, abai baila, so there's a tashmish toder, hablad melubin and mezuris, kedoma bemeseches nide, gimel chadoshim achoinen, tashmish yofel leishe veyofel levad, shemitrich kach, hablad mezuris and melubin. So if I observe this tinnik, and I see it's bezures and melubin, so that means it's if it was a ish ve isha, And then I am toile the reason that this was put out in the open is because Mishim Ra'avayim, they weren't able to feed the child. Now, I'd like to mention a Gevaldike Ha'ore from the Meida B'Yude, and we will not say the terrace of the Meida B'Yude, but just want to mention one Ha'ore. The Meida B'Yude asks Amir B'Kekashin. We had started off this year by saying that there's a psul of a shtuki and a psul of a sufi. The psul of a shtuki is that I know the mother is being metapo with the child. Who's the father? No one's talking about the father. So no one's talking about the father, and the mother is also not speaking about the father. So we have a sufik. Maybe the father is a posel, a mamza. But if she was a pnuya shenisabla, maybe. So the Gemara says if the boil came to her, you have waved kshechem as well. If she went to the boil, it's machza or machza. Mina toire, sofik mamza is muta. Verabon and asad, my loss will be yours. But a shtuki is posel, even though I know who the mother is. I know the mother is being mishapo with the child. But if I don't know the father, it's posel, my loss will be yours. We'll later have, when we pass on like Abba Shol, what if the mother says, you know who the boil is? Pliny, she's a miyuchid. She's never finished. So then that's not called a shtuki. I hear. Abba Shol said, shtuki is a beduki. We ask the mother. She says who it is. The whole thing is a chumra ba'alma. She says the baal is a kosher. The child is kosher. But shtuki means she's not saying who the baal is. A sufi is worse. I don't know who the mother is either. I don't know who the mother is. Could be the mother's an Eish Yisish. And if that is true, there's a very good reason why the child was thrown away. They don't want the child. Or she's an Arusa. So they don't want to keep the child. So they threw the child away. But also, Sofik Mamzer is Mutter Minat Teire. The Rabbana Maila also be used. Right, the night of Yehuda. Now we have here let's speak about Mo. Mo, we see that the mother had a love to the child. She was now the child. From Mishul Teidomi, Abol Mr. Conan, they see the mother wasn't thrown away. Right. So, that isn't better than a shtuki. A shtuki is the mother sleeping the god of the child. Afalpikin, there's a new problem. Who's the father? So the Nagib Yudah asks, so what is Pshat Mahova? He's not a Sufi, 100%. It's not an Asufi. But still also the colours. Al Shtuki, Shabiyosa Al Shtuki Kozman, I don't know who the father is. So later as we'll progress into Suya, I'd like to say over to Tarutama Diskasha. But I just like to mention one Ha'ora now. Rashi hears here two Mahalchim Mishalte Hadme. The second Mahalach Mishalte Hadme, Rashi says, I see it was Mezuzah Zemelubim, so Zicha from Ish V'Isha. I mean, so this is not only a Raya Mitzad the mother, this Raya is coming from a husband and wife. It's Mezuzah Zemelubim, it's not from Znuz. This is from a husband and wife. So why was it put out? Because of Ra'ovim. So Lechaire, according to this Pshat and Rashi, Lechaire, the Nedu discusses in Shver. This Mezuzah Zemelubim spells out Ish V'Isha. So this is not a Shtuki either. Shtuki is, I know the mother, I don't know the father. It's a Pnuy Yishazim. So that's the problem of a Shtuki. But according to the second Mahalach, Lechaire, I see this is from Ish V'Isha. But according to the first Mahalach, and according to the other Inyonim, we have the Nedu discussion. But let's go further. Shayef Mishcha, what if the child was smeared with oil? Umalai Kuchla, and they put khal around the eyes. They wanted to beautify the child. Rami Chumri, they were Mikasha Chumri, this is something with a fuwe. They used to tie to a child with a fuwe. Toli Piske, or there was a kameya hanging onto the child. A kameya shebiksa, v'toli kameya kameya of herbs of ikrim, ain by mishum asuk. In all these cases, this is not a sufi. Let us see what Rashi says. We have a Rashi from before. Hadmei evorot. K'moy hadoymei na hadmei v'kodamaten evorot. Eired, radomim, kisavdo, Daniel also will make evorot out of this person. Malay kuchlo, svivais, einov, liyafoisei. Lomi chumroi, ksharim, shoisim, l'refua. There are certain things which were tied to the child, l'refua. The toilum, l'timik, this is hung on the tinnik, tamrinim, sechis, shabbos. Habonim, yoitzim, b'ksharim, b'taramasri. This is considered a tachshi. Toli piske, kameya, shogzav, toli kameya, shalikrim. Ein boy, mishum asufi. We see that they put a kameya, they put these things, so we see she loves the child. She doesn't want to get rid of the child. So it's not an asufi. Asufi, we always have this reyes of ashlocha. This is not called ashlocha. Dr. Gemara Vaita told him medically. What if we find a basket hanging on a deckle? And there's a baby inside the basket. So the halach is as follows. If the basket is low enough that a chaya can get to the child, so that means that the child was put in a mocking sack on it. So that's called a shloche. Yes, by Mishum Asufi. Then the child is not Sufi. Im lav. But if the chaya can't get to it, it was put in a mocking Mishum. Ain by Mishum Asufi. So then it's not an Asufi. We see that they bothered to put it in the Mokim Mishum. They climbed up the deco to make sure it's in the Mokim Mishum. What if this basket is attached to a Zardesa? A Zardesa is a certain type of tree. That if this tree is Smicha Lamosa, if this tree is near a city, yes, by Mishum Asufi. Why? Because Zardes is that Samach Lamosa is, there's not less than 60 Shadim that live on this tree. This is a very, this combination of Zardes and Samach Lamosa was a hangout for Shadim. So to put a baby in a mokim with the 60 Shadim, this is a sakone. So that's yes, by Mishum Asufi. V'imla, but what if it's not Samach Lamosa? So then there's no, so it's not a hangout for Shaydim. Ain't by Mishum Asufi. B'net Be'eknishte, a shul. Now the shul, Bizman Chazal, were Chutzliya. Chutzliya is also a mocking that Shaydim used to live there. So the halach is like this. Smichte Lamas, Lamosa, Vishriche Be'rabin, if this Beis HaKnesses was close to the city, and Shchichi Be'Rabim, that means there's always people, Oichem, in the shul, that use the shul for Achnasas Oichem. So, Ein by Mishum Asufi, because this is a place where people will find the child. Shadim don't frequent this Beis HaKnesses, because there's always people there. So, Mamela, so this is not an Asufi. Be'imla. But if it's a shul that doesn't have too many urchin, and people only used to come for the tzilis, but the rave of the day, this was an isolated mokim, the shul, is so then they shade him there. Is yesh by Mishum Asufi. Omar Ameina. So Ameina said, Hai Peira de Sufli. Ameina said, if a person has a chafire, that was like a ditch, that they used to throw in the pits of dates. To fill up the ditch with the pits of dates. And then, after they accumulated a lot of these pits, this was a machol chaya. Is usually these pits were not, this peira de sufli was outside of the ear. So it's also a mokim that Shadim used to frequent it. So, Mamela, yesh by Mishum Asufi. Charifte denare. If I find an areve, a small floating basket, and the basket was put in the middle of the river, and it flows with the current, is aimed by Mishum Asufi. So then I say the mother was matriach herself to take out the child to the middle of the river. So that spells out that she wanted someone to find it. In the middle of the river there's always ships going. So she was hoping that a ship will see this basket and take the child. So ein bein l'shem azur. Kishri, but what is it? It's on the side of the river where boats do not, but there are no boats over there. It's too shallow for boats. So it can remain here and can die from hunger. So yesh bein l'shem azur. There is an asufi. Zidei rishus harabim. Now, in the rishus harabim, this man chazal, there were wagons and animals who used to go in the rishus harabim. So it was a very dangerous thing to put a basket with a baby in the rishus harabim, considering there's so much traffic there, it could be trampled upon. But zidei rishus harabim, there was not so much traffic, this was similar to a sidewalk. So this, someone would notice it and pick it up. And the mail was as follows. Zidei rishus harabim, ein boi mishum asufi. Not an asufi, because it was put carefully in a place that someone will find it and take it into his house. Rishus harabim, yesh boi mishum asufi, because a rishus harabim is a mocking sakone, where the child will be trampled, so by putting the child in a rishus harabim, we see the intent was lahashlich hasatine. So that's an asufi. Let us see Rashi. But Rashi toli bedikle imati lechayero. If the baby is hanging from a deco, imati lechayero v'yachayru l'terfei misham yesh boi mishum asufi. Then is the yesh by mishum asufi. Kvali shalom. Kol mokeh she yesh lahov miladas misa ishli chosu. The purpose that the child is there is because there's an intent we want that the child should die. Vloy chosu alov yesh by mishum asufi. Zal deser desmiche lamosa itali be'ilon sheshmoy zal deser. If the child is hanging on the ilon, sheshmoy zardes, the malach, ismich elamosa, if the zardes is close to the city, avol gab delay motli lechayim, even though, delay motli lechayim, yesh bay mishim asufi. So, even though it's hanging very high, but it's an asufi, the oma ba'arve p'tochim, zardes o, ismich elamosa, lepchise mishit en sheit. A zardese that is close to a city is at least 60 shadim on this zardese. So this is a mokim sakona, so this is ishlechos elamis. Beikinishta, what if you find a child in a shul? Botek nisi ishlach kutzli rabim. Vilo ishchichi bo rabim, kidoi noichem. If it's not shchichi bo rabim, yesh lidoik mi mazikim, then one should think of mazikim. Peire de sufli, Nimtze bechafire asuye lahatu sham garinei tmonim. There was a whole ditch that they used to throw in the pits of dates. V'macho b'aymish, yesh b'mishim asufi. V'chutz le'ir of dulei. Normally this ditch was normally chutz le'ir. Roshkiti v'mazikim, there were mazikim here. Charif to denaro, nasnu barego, they put the child in the Mareva, Vishlichoso ilam tois anav, and there was told them tois anav, Mokain shahasvina is oivrein, oivrein stomach, ein boi mishum asufi, lakach tocho boi licho, ad charif is anav, shayavu sinu shom, v'yim tzohu. Pishom, Mokain shipua, Hanar ayidei hafsharish login. Seems when there was a riboy of snow and it melted, that made, I think it's speaking about the edges of the nar, that there was an area that was shallow. Shender esfina is lava sham, yesh boi mishum asuf. Let us go further. Omar Rove, so Rove said, u'bishnei ro'ovein ein boi mishum asuf. If it's a hunger year, So then there's no Yisera Sufi. So the Gemara asks, Hod the Rava Ahai. In what case is Rava speaking about? Ilema Arishus HaRabim. If he's speaking about Arishus HaRabim, we said before that if it's Arishus HaRabim, it's an Asufi. It's ID Dishnah. So Arishus HaRabim, we said it's a Sakona to put a child in Arishus HaRabim. There's a lot of traffic there, behemoths and wagons, and they're all, they'll trample over this child to put in the middle of Arishus HaRabim. So he said, that's an Asufi. That spells out that the child was put there to get rid of him. So what is Rav saying? That if it's a Shnei Ra'ovain, if there's a hunger year, so my male is not an Asufi. So the Gemara asks, I did a Shnei Ra'ovain Kotlola. I mean, I don't listen to Shnei Ra'ovain, so you go and kill the child, you put him in the middle of Times Square. I mean, surely he's going to die from here. So what does it matter if it's your Shnei Rav or not Shnei Rav? The Elo Atzide Rishus HaRav. It's going about that the child was found on the sidewalk, which is not a second. So it's on the sidewalk. My Irye Shnei Rav. So why you don't need a Shnei Rav? I feel a Beloi Shnei Rav. I can't we see it's put on the sidewalk. The sidewalk is a place that there's a nothing will happen to the child. It's a safe place, a secure place. So there we see it's not mushler. So without a shnei ra'ovin, it's also not an asufi. Elo ki itma the rove ahodam rabbi yuda marababa omar rabbi yuda barzadi amara. Rove is talking about another case. A new thing, and then we'll see what Rove is talking about. Omar rabbi. Kol zman shebishuk. We have a child that was bishuk. So now, there is a child. No one there was, there was a child, Bashuk, and no one the Baal picked it up, and it didn't have any of these simonim. That means if someone would have picked it up, it's called an Asufi. An Asufi. And, but no one picked it up, and then all of a sudden, a woman passes by, oh, this is my Yankala. I was looking for you, because she found him in the basket, Al Capone. This is, so they ask, oh, this is my son? Well, the father says, we have the same scenario by the father. Nemonim. So the Nemon finished. That means that like this, we when we passed by this child, we thought his future is already buried already, and he's going to marry him. We're talking about Loiv Yisrael. We're talking about a city that's Loiv Yisrael, but he's an Asufi. He's a Mosulavi Bekol. But well, no one picked him up, Al Hashem. No one picked up, and a lady comes and says, this is her son. Or a father says, this is the son. Nemonimola. Now, let us just mention for 1 minute, there's the Tachonim bring down the mother, the Nemonis of the mothers are the Rabbonim. She's not Nemonina, the mother. She comes with her story. She's the mother. No. The Nemonis the Rabbonim. The father is a Machlekes HaRishonim. Mothers say he's Nemonina, Al Tziyakir. But a father is never to say who his children are. Not only if I know it's his child, he's never to say the status of the child, but he's never to say this is my child. Someone is Saraisa. Not to say there's no such thing of Yakim, it's only in the monastery Rabban. Al Kaponim, before the child was picked up, Ovid the Imay Namonim Olam. Nesaf Minashuk. What happened if the child was picked up already? And then all of a sudden, someone picked up. So this is an Asufi, which is Chazal Asuf. Now, a woman comes over, she sees someone picked up the child. Oh, this is my child. Ain't Nemon Amola. We're not Nemon. My time, That means, since this fell into the category of Asufi, I mean, this is the Asufi that Chazal Asuf. Now, let me boy, if we learn it's an Amonis, the Rabbonim, so the Amonis was Kozman, didn't get a shame as Sufi. So we gave you, you say you're the mother, fine, so you'll be the mother, say Sufi. But the minute it got a shame as Sufi on it already, now you're saying this is my child, you want to make it a Sufi, you are not Nemo. Yeah. So now, Rove said I'm the Kirin. But what is if it was a hunger year? Even though it's nesaf minashuk, it's ovi v'imay nemonim olam. Now let us see what Rashi said. Look, Rashi. Nemonim olov, they're never to say, loyma b'neinu, this is our child, the father's name, the mother's name. Bishnei rov, v'insana rov, v'sed ashtik toire. Shahar bein yishlochen, when there's, it's a shnei rov, there are many, many children that one can find in the streets. Is leirotzu chachomim lepoislom machmas yitziyaskar. That means, this whole thing, the before and after, is only because it really was a koil, that this is an asufi already. So Mamela Chazal did not want to be mafkia, the shame asufi that was chal. So Mamela, they said, you're not nemen anymore. As it didn't asufi, you're not nemen anymore. But b'shnei rov, we have to understand, there are hundreds of children which will be nesofim. And so to passel so many children, if in Yesod we have a nemonis over here, me'ikar adin, this nemonis that is nemon before it was picked up should be nemon after it was picked up also. There's no chilek. No, there was yotza koil and a shem esuvi. We didn't want to change it. But if it's negeya, a multitude of children, so that was Rav's chiddush. Rav said that, that is Nemo. Yeah. So now let us go back. We had mentioned in the beginning of this year, we found a child that from the way the child is lying, we see that there was an ave from the mother to the child. It was nimble, it was smeared with oil, it was istachshitam on it, a kemei on it. So we see from that there was an ave from the mother to the child. So we assume that the child was not put down to get killed, because we see the ave that the mother put into the child. So we assume it was put down because there was no food to feed it, so that's why the mother put it down. So then the Buddha asks, Amayu de Kekasha. The Buddha asks, fine. But every shtuki, you also have this eichoche. A shtuki is the mother has a child. You ask the mother, and she's being mikadol the child, and she's shmiring the child, and whatever, all the signs of motherly love, which we are seeing a mikzas by this asufi, we see by a shtuki, she's being mikadol. And we ask the mother, who's the father of this beautiful child? And she changes the subject. So Memele, so the din is that if you know the mother, you don't know the father, the Maila also the Yuxin. So here also we see the mother doesn't want to kill the child, but Chazal said that if we don't know who the father is, that's possible out shtuki. So the Naidibiyuda asked, so in all these cases of Asufi, I see that the mother did not want that the child should get killed. The mother loves the child, so it's not an Asufi, fine, it's not an Asufi, but it's not worse than, it's not better than a Shtuki. That was the Naidibiyuda's kasha. So first the Naidibiyuda wants to say a beautiful tap. He says, you're 100% right. But by a Shtuki, the halacha is, let's say we see a penuyo shenis havro, and we ask her, who's the father of this beautiful child? She says, Beryl, this person, I was mizana with Beryl. And Beryl is a ish kosher. So lalocha we paskin that it's a kosher child. So by a shtuki, there is an amonis of the mother. The mother will say, that means I have a problem, I don't know who the father is. But if the mother will say that the father was a kosher, so the gabin is so milo, shows to be yuxin. Finished. The milo is yuxin. I don't know who the father is. You're telling me it's a kosher father? Fine. It's a kosher child. All problems are solved. Zokta neidibiyud. So let's think up a very kosher scenario. We found a child in the street. And we picked it up. And now a lady comes. And not in a shnasrov. And a lady comes, oh, that's my child. And then, I'm the mother. So what did the Gemara say? Sorry, it's too late. Yotzalei Shem Asufi, too late. The child is possible. We cannot accept your Hagon. Right? So she's, I'm the mother and this is the father. Gornish. We will not accept it. So the night of the say, Bezoi, so now he no pshat in Hagamon. So Hagamon says, but what happens if you found a child that was smeared with oil? Or with nimel? So this child is not an Asufi. The gzeira of Asufi does not apply by this child. It's not an Asufi. Zichat Ashtuki, 100%. Someone picked it up, it's not an Asufi. But after this person picked it up, a lady comes and says, you know, this is my child, and the Beryl is the husband, so what will it then be? So Mimela, so now, so if it would have been an Asufi, so sorry, Yotzalei Shem Asufi. Asufi, it's not. So now I'm telling you, I'm the mother, and this is the father, so it's finished. That's one parrot that like the Buddha wants to say, and he beats up Mordekarakam, the Rambam, so that's how the Rambam lives. But then I'd like to say over another parrot, that the Shmaitzer says, Amoridike parrot. The Shmaitzer says as follows. The Shmaitzer says that he brings the Chubis HaRashba. The halacha is that if you have 10 stores that are selling meat, 9 sell Mosa Kosher, 1 sell Mosa Nareva. A person comes into one of the stores. He doesn't know, remember which store he went into. He bought some meat. Now he's coming out and he comes out of the stores. Then we ask him, where did you buy this? I can't remember. So the halacha is, even though there's 9 kosher stores, but the suffix is, which store did you go into? That's the suffix. And since the 10 stores are kavua, that means I have a, which one of the 10 stores did you enter? And one of them is a trifen that sells boss on the veiler. So we have a klal called kavua, kemechza, mechza, domik, it's a suffix, deraisa, not rabbi. This person who has a bad memory, he didn't know which store he went into. He also had a hole in the bag that he bought things mamish from bed from Tesla. He started to tell the day was on the left foot. Anyway, he went to one of the stores. He didn't know which store he went into. And then he dropped a piece of meat. Now we find a piece of meat. He comes home and he sees that the meat also fell out of it. Now someone passes by this meat. He sees some meat. He comes, asks a lot, am I allowed to eat the meat? So, look at Rashba, you're allowed to eat the meat. It's Polish. It came from one of the 10 stores. It's called the Polish, middle of the Polish. And the Rashba says, even though it's Talseis Medina Neulais, that means the meat came from only from one of these 10. There's no other sources of meat. It's from one of these 10 stores. But it's not a suffix that's Neulad Bekvius. It's a suffix that's Neulad Bekvius. That means the first person had a suffix where did I go to? That was my suffix. That's how the suffix originated. So I am a cloud called the Kokavu Kemetzamethadam. The person who found the meat has a different suffix. What is the meat? Not where I go. What is this meat kosher? So there's 9 spells and it's kosher. One side it's play. Called the Polish Middle Bepos. That's a Chibasaraj. Zok the Shmaitzer as follows. Zok the Shmaitzer. Let's talk about Ashtuki. Ashtuki, we speak about a Pnuya Shenis Abo. She became Mubaris. All of a sudden she's Mubaris, Mazel Tov. So we give her a questionnaire, who's the father? She changes the subject. She's not talking. Okay, so now I don't know who the father is. So the Gemara said before, this Tutzpadet could be the boy who came to her. So if there's Reif Ksherim in the Shtot, then you have a Reif, right? Could be she went to the Boyu. So let us, but she's not cooperative, she's not telling us what happened. So we have to Zichar Klal, she's not, who knows what happened, maybe she went to the Batim. So Memele, so now, so we're assuming maybe she went to the Batim. And so I have a Shaila, the child that she has is like a person who went to the store and comes back with a bag of meat and that he bought in the store, and the suffix is which store did he go to, and he doesn't know which store he went to. Zok the Rashba, this is a suffix of Ikva Isura. The suffix is Which store did you go to? This lady has a baby. Where did this baby come from? From one of the 10 houses. That's where the baby originated from. She was the sab of one of 10 houses. There's one mom, so there's nine. There's nine kshayrim in the houses. I don't know where she went. So my mailer, it's sort of suffix in the kavua. So Kozman, she doesn't, if she's not saying who the father is, so I have the suffix. She, maybe she went to the patim, and it's kavua. So we was, even though suffix mom says mutter, but mailer also be used. That is, if the mother is in front of you, and she's had the baby, so she was the one that went to the store, so my suffix on her is, where did she get this baby from? So my male is a suffix in Kabura. Zakta Shmaitse. But if I don't have a mother over here, we're talking about an Asufi, I don't have anything over here. So if I would have a Reyese over here, I see there was an intent to kill the child, and that's why the child was put in a place where it's either going to die, and there was no care and no loving care for the child. So I see it's a possible child. From the way the child is lying in the street, I see it was thrown away. So Al Kaponim, whatever the lomda should be, my loss will be yours. We won't be mad to such a child. I see enough. But if I see that, I don't see that it's a possible child. I see the mother was interested in the health of the child and the beauty of the child. The mother wanted it, so it wasn't thrown away. So if the mother would be in front of me, so now I have a different topic. Which store did you get it from? Which bias did you go to? That is my topic. But I have the faintest idea who the mother is. I found now a child. So now I'm clearing. So even though the child originated in one of the houses, the tishmais and the meat also originated from one of the 10 stores. It really came from one of the 10 stores. But since my suffix is nailed up at precious, I say call the Polish merubah Polish. So that is what the tishmais answers. The tishmais answers the whole gemara before, wanted to make sure it's not, if it's an asufi, if it was, I see that it was thrown away, that alone is a psu. So that spells out psu. So my loss will be used, forget about it. So it's possible. Midarabona. But if it was not thrown away, there was a love over here. So this reyes I don't have. But now I have to figure out, the zikha asat of it, maybe she went to one of the houses. So if she'd be before neinu, so then my suffix is, which house did you go to? And where did you get this baby from? But if she's not before neinu, so our ignorance is bliss. So now the suffix is not on her. The suffix is on the child. On the child they have a right called the Polish, Merubah Polish, and the Gabi Yisrael, which might just says one rive is enough. You don't need two rives. So Mamela, so that's how he handles the Gemara. One Nikuda. Another Nikuda I'd like to mention, the Aisona Yelis HaShacha, we have over here that, let's say we said by an Asufi, Kozman, the child was not picked up, so a mother's name, my mother, Tzicha, the Rabbanan, Dikin, the Monis. So the mother says, I'm the mother, finished, the child is kosher. So the Yelis HaShacha has a suffix, fine. That's what the mother says, the whole thing, Asufi is the Rabbanan, Asufi Yusuf. She says, I'm the mother, finished, she'll say, Yen is the father. So it's a kosher child, it's Oysa Sufi. Right. He says, but what'll be Lagabe other Shailas? Can this child marry, a Korev of the mother? That means this Nemonis that Chazal gave the mother, is this only a Nemonis Lagabe Psula Sufi? That means, Rabbanu made a Psula of a Sufi. My loss of Yuchsim. In this psul, a lady I don't know from Adam, she comes home and says, this is my child, fine, it's your child, we'll accept it. Not even the mother, it's only in the mother's tarabona. But in the psul, a Sufi, you're not a Sufi, you took care of that. But to say, I believe you that it's taking your child, and now a paskin that this child is also in your clothing, could be not. Or could be yes, he doesn't know. He does, that's one Sufi. Then he clears the second suffix. He says, if you'll say it could be yes, right, I believe that everything that he believes that the yasa, the chumra. So then he clears the second shaila. He says, the Gemara says, but what if the child was picked up already? Then she's not nemun anymore. Then that, she yasa la kerla sufi, he's not nemun. Fine. So he clears the shayla, but what, if I say that she's nemot legabi the klovim, so what'll be in this case? In this case, he says, could be, even though the Gemara says she's not nemot to be masha the child, because she also like her sufi, but legabi the klovim could be his nemot, or could be no. When they gave it, it says, the rabbonim diken emonis, so could be, when they gave it, he had it for everything, but if they didn't give you the emonis, you don't have it for anything. Or maybe not, just as Mesupik and this child. Let us go a little further. Omar Avchizde, Shloisha Nemonim Laalta. There are three people who their nemonis is, if they speak up right away, but if time elapses, then they're not nemon anymore. Elohim, Asufi, Chaye, Upeiteres, Chavreisel. Asufi hadamor. Asufi, that means, if someone, a mother will come and say, this is my child, so if it's la'alta, before the child was picked up, she's nemo. If the word she's not nemo, that's the nemonis of Asufi. Chaya. Achaya is a yoldis. I'm a yaledis. She gave birth to, she's a miyaledes to Noshim. Visanya chaya nemenes loyma ze yotzo rishen vze yotzo shen. Chayot ad rabona de kinamonis, but you have here two children. Normally, now who's going to know who was born first, who was born second? Who's the chayot ad the bechayot? So they gave the rabona, they gave an amonis to the chaya, that the chaya is nemen to say this was the bechayot, she's nemen to say. That is, if she did not leave the room, she's there, she gave birth to one child, then another child, then someone comes over to Mrs. Chaya, can you tell me who's the prayer? This is the prayer, this is the daughter. What happens if after she delivered both children, she goes out a little bit, and then she comes back, and then we ask her, which one is the b'cheir? And she says, oh, this is the b'cheir. No, we don't believe anymore. That means, it could be, b'shas maise, she remembers, we gave her the money, she remembers which one was born first, but now she went out and came back. Could be, we she's not nemon anymore. We didn't give her this nemon. And Rabbi Lezer oima, huchzika aloim do nemenes, vimlav eino nemenes. No, Nochmer, Rabbi Lezer says, if she didn't turn around, she's still facing the oldest, the two children are in front of her, so then I say, it's still fresh in her mind, which is the prayer, which is not the prayer. She turned around, I feel like she still was in the room, she turned around already, so I cannot rely on her accuracy already, which one is the prayer, could be, her mind is playing tricks on her, and anyway, so she's not Emin anymore. She turned around, and then she's not Nemo. So again, she's only Nemo La'alta. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Nemonim La'alta, the Nemon right away. V'loi La'achaz Ma'at. Avol kol shara Nemonim, Nemonim Nami La'achaz Ma'at. All other cases, these three are only Nemo La'alta. Which we didn't have yet, mean how to make it a mafarish. Zayotzarish and abcheru imuzika aloim do kede mafarish. The loya hadra apa, she did not turn around, nemenes. Vimlav, the hadra apa, ain't a nemenes. She turned around, she's not nemen according to Amalas. Case number three, that nemonis lauta. Poitres chavreisero mai. She's nemon to pata chabrei seho la'alt. What is the case? This nan shalish noshim shahoyu yishenis b'mita achas. Three women were sleeping on one meter. V'nimtza dam tachas achas mehem. We find a kesem. And we don't know who this kesem comes from. And Rashi said, what is Rashi Rashi? Shahaya Yeshainis Mesechas Nida Muki Lobim Ishulavis at Mukais Zubesu. They were tangled one and the other when they were sleeping, so they were sleeping one mamish next to the other. So the mokim, all three were sleeping, we found a kesam abda. Now they separated, and now all of a sudden we find them. Benimsa dam tachas achas mehem. So the shail is, which one is tome? The din is kulon tome. Misafik, I don't know which one is tome, so kulon tome. Vodka achas mehem. What is the din of when they found this kesem? One of them was baidik herself. Benimsa is tome, and she sees take that she's a nidde. Is he Tmeya Bakulon Toilus? Then I attribute that this Kesem that was on the Mita comes from this Tmeya. And that is Dabke Omarab Chisi Shabbat Katmo Kishiades. That is Dabke if she was Baidik herself right away. So then I am Toilus the Kesem in the one who found out that she's a Tmeya. Let us see Rashi.
What's the title here?
If she was baidik herself right away, then I'm taylor that the kesem originated from her. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi kishi yavest la'achem mitziya miyad. Right away, Maseches Nida, what's called miyad? Meforish yavest she'aymet ha'eid hua kinurot b'tzad ha'mashkei. That the shmata with which she was boidik herself was right near the mashke, v'ene mechusel, kaneach miyad. So then, we are toile that she was the tmeya. I'd just like to mention a Tosfos HaRosh. Tosfos HaRosh asks Akasha, it says, if I don't have a biro of this miyad, so all three are tome. The Tosfos HaRosh asks, "Cheret Sofik Tuma Bashus Harabim Sveikei Toyer." Three people here. Three people at the din of a Rabim. So it should be Sveikei Toyer. So the Tosfos HaRosh says three terutzim. And I'd like to mention two of the three. One terutz he says it's like Shnei Shvilin that both are tome. That means we have a halacha. I think this is what he means. Halacha is that if there were two paths, one path had a cave underneath it, one path didn't have a cave underneath it, and two people, each one walked on a different path. One became tummy, one became remained toil. So even though we will assume that the paths are Rishus HaRabim, it's offered Tuma Rishus HaRabim, of Bo Lishol Bebas Achas, you can't tell them both of them that they're toil. So Mamela, so they're both tummy. So Lucheira, that's what the Tosfos HaRosh means. But here, speaking about the Bo'lisho B'bas Hachas, so Mamela, after we have to paskin that all three of them are tummy. That's one teretz. And then he says another teretz, that the whole halacha of Sofik Tume B'shus HaRabim is a Sofik in Kabbalah's Tume. That means that, just like we learn that from Saita. So Saita, the Shaila was she nitma, that's to Mrs. Nuss, was she nitma, wasn't she nitma, from the boil. So we have klolam sofitum abishus ayochet, sofitum abishus arabim. But that's a case of kabbalas tume. And who adin if we have a case, if someone is mesupik, did he touch a sheret, didn't he touch a sheret? So we have the same guideline, abishus arabim, abishus ayochet. But anide is not a din of magatume. It's a din tume yaitse migufa. It's a din, she became a tmeya. It's not a din of kabbalas tume of mage. So it's not dumye de saite. So we don't learn out this din. I just like to mention a ha'ore that the ayelas hashacha is ma'ore on this place is harosh. There's a ma'ore de kamachloikes that we have, what was this shailove? The sholish noshim sheyeshein is b'mita achas. Is this negeya only hilchas tumah v'taira? Or is it also negeya la'oscho l'baila? So, now there's a mirdike toisvis in Babakame, and the shmaitse says, pshatin that toisvis as follows. The shmaitse says that in there are two dinim. There's tumas nida, and there is iser nida. There's two different things. Anida is a tmeya, that's an hilchis tuma v'taira. It's metame. Ri is dam nida is metame. And then there's a din iser nida labayla. Zok the heilik ishmaitze. All the halachas that we have in hilchis tuma, I feel we will assume that nida also falls into these halachas. So this is an hilchis tuma nida. The she tame, she not tame, and legabi tuma v'taira. That's an hilchis tuma v'taira. We have guidelines, we have guidelines. But when it comes, or we have vicious hayochid, the kosfakis, the sfexfakis, everything is tummy. This is only in hilchis tumas nida. In hilchis isel nida, he said, this is a shaila nisurim, so you can't, that is a different shaila, sofik paraisa, lochum, a sfexfak will be mutter, there's no cloud, sofikum vicious hayoch, sofikum vicious harab. This is a separate grad. The dam nida creates two things. It creates a tumah, creates a nisa. But one does not have the guidelines of the other. And others, Rab Shimon wants to, we find that by the issa labayla, mikveh helps. He says, mikveh doesn't take off his surim. Mikveh is only a matayah. So he wants to say that the Issa, Lebaila, is also because of the Tumah. So if I have a Birurim and Hilchis Tumah, some of the Issa is Nigra with these Birurim. That's what he wants to say. So Koponim, the Dayelas HaShachar is Moiridis and the Taisvus HaRosh. The Taisvus HaRosh has the Pesakashi, let's say something to Mabishus HaRabin. L'chayre, so either one of the two, either the Taisvus HaRosh holds that we're only speaking about Tumas Nida, we're talking about Kulon Tmeyas, and we're not only speaking about, and then Tumas Nida, he has Takashas, I have guidelines of Savatuma Bishusaram. Or maybe the Taisa Rosh holds like the Tzad in Chedush Rab Shimon, that the Issa Labayla is also totally in the guidelines of Hilchis Tumah. So if in Hilchis Tumah I'll have a psak that's Svekei Toyos, so it could be Shalimut Labayla also.